reading from the Acts of our Father, the pure apostle who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased that apostle and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antiochus with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barabbas, and Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote their letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and the Cilicia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such a commandment, it seems good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from this, you will do well. Farewell. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply mightily, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.